Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So before I go any further, I want you all to stop what you're doing. That's right. Stop and share this broadcast, share this podcast, share Lindell TV, share frankspeech.com. Share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. If you truly, truly, truly care about the Constitution, if you care about your money, if you care about your livelihood, you will stop what you're doing and you will share. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Dr. Paul Alexander. So if you have any questions for him, feel free to email them at diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Look, don't forget to download the Frank Speech app and the Frank Social app. It's two separate apps and it is free. Okay, so make sure you download the apps. Shout out to all of our affiliates. Shout out to all everyone that's joining us live on Getter, on Rumble. Shout out to you all. Shout out to CTA TV for streaming our content on their network. Shout out to RSBN for also streaming our shows and content on their network. And I don't care. I don't mind who streams our shows on their content. Because right now, it's about truly, truly about getting the word out. Don't forget to go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. They have the MyPillow 2.0 over there. You need to get it. Get the pillows. Get the pillows. MyPillow 2.0. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Slippers, sheets, towels, shoes. That used to be $150, now $25, you all. You all can go over there, get those shoes, get the pillows, MyPillow 2.0. I know that Mike Lindell don't mind. And let me tell you something about those MyPillow 2.0. It has a technology in it to keep you cool. So if you are one of my real chicks that's legit, you need this pillow because of the cooling technology inside of it. If you're having the menopauses and them hot flashes, this is what you need, honey, to keep you cool. Now, once again, if you're one of them chicks that's walking around here with the sticks, all I can suggest for you is for you to shave before you lay on the pillow. You can still purchase it, but just shave before you lay on it, okay? So you won't have all that hair on the pillows messing anything up. Look, don't forget my coffee. You can get the My Coffee at mystore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So go over there and get you something tasty at mystore.com. Don't forget about Diamond and Silk book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkstore.com or diamondandsilkbook.com. All right. Also at mystore.com. Okay. Tonight's show is being sponsored by TWC, the wellness company, where medical experts have formulated a variety of natural supplements to assist your natural health. If you want to detox from the spike proteins, you know what I'm talking about, then the spike support formula is for you. Go to All Health Matters. That's allhealthmatters.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Now, all of these different formulas is designed with you in mind, and it's based on actual science, not political science. So don't you delay. Get the spike support formula today at All Health Matters. That's allhealthmatters.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Also, tonight's show is being sponsored by Give, Send, Go. Yes, Give, Send, Go, where help and hope go hand in hand, operating in over 80 countries where they don't charge you any platform fees, you all. The leader in freedom fundraising and a reliable fundraising platform for crowdfunding. Wow. Now, see, you know, that beats how these other people, you know who I'm talking about. I won't say their name, how they want to seize your money. just because of your political ideology. Y'all know who I'm talking about, but not here at Give, Send, and Go. So I want you to, if you want to raise money and you want a reliable source, you can go to Give, Send, Go. I trust them. I hope you trust them as well. Okay. So, and they're not only an alternative. All right. They are a replacement for the other guy. Mm-hmm. Be sure to use referral code Diamond. That's referral code Diamond. GiveSendGo.com. Also, tonight's show is sponsored by Mass Thermer. Some choose to wear the mask, some have to wear the mask. But at the end of the day, a lot of people, they get skin irritation. Their skin can get irritated, okay? Redness, clogged pores, and pimples. Mass Thermer is great at assisting with combating breakouts. It's all natural, and it's made here in the USA. So you can go to MassThermer.com, use promo code Diamond. And to all of our other affiliates, if you're interested in our other affiliates like CBSpray.com, DrArtist.com, or DrStellaMD.com, you can visit DiamondAndSilkStore.com, and everybody will be listed right there. But once again, I want to reiterate, do a Jim Psaki, and circle back to our newest sponsor, Give. SendGo.com. I am so excited. You know, I love their platform. I love the fact that we now have other measures if we want to do something without the evil bastards that be. I won't call them a power. I'll call them a bastard. The evil bastards that be that want to take your money after you raise it. They've given you a service. You utilize the service, and then they take and steal your wealth, steal your money because they don't like your political ideology. Mm-mm. Go to GiveSendGo.com and be sure to use referral code Diamond. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get on into this to our program because I know you all have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions, and we want to go ahead on and not waste any more time, okay? He's an epidemiologist and a former HHS COVID Task Force advisor during the President Trump's administration. He's also an author of a book called Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci and the CDC, NIH, and the WHO conspired to overthrow President Trump. Please welcome back to the show, you all, Dr. Paul Alexander. Dr. Paul. Hello, how are you doing, sir?
How are you once again? Such an honor and privilege that you allow me back.
Thank you so much. You know, doctor, do you want me to call you Dr. Paul or Dr. Alexander?
No, you call me Paul.
Paul, okay, good, because it's easier to say. Okay, Dr. Paul, now when you was last on, you mentioned something about a link that you was going to give to me for me to give to everybody else concerning how to detox or what they can use to detox. So I want to let everybody know that this company, TWC, the wellness company, they sponsors the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live Show, okay? Once again, you can go to either twc.health or allhealthmatters.com and be sure to use promo code Diamond, and you can find the detox. That's right. You can find the detox that Dr. Paul was mentioning on the last show. All right. Okay. So one more thing, Dr. Paul Alexander, that I want to address. You know, I've been reading a lot of your Substacks, your phenomenal Substack, and occasionally I'll go to the comments listed below. And one of the main questions that keep popping up is, was Diamond vaccinated? So if you don't mind, yes, sir, I just want to take a moment to address the comments because you've been going back and forth and with people, and I'm like, okay, let me go ahead on and address this again. Go ahead.
In all fairness, I have not addressed it because people ask me to ask you. And I have been telling people I'm asking, etc. So I think it's excellent that you addressed it. And I also want to say that I like how you teed up the wellness company and the spike recovery, because that was the link I wanted to give the last show. And now that you have mentioned them and you have given the website and stuff, that's what people need. And you gave a promo code, so that's good enough. So they can go there. There's a lot of information.
Yes. And we're going to discuss it a little bit more as we get into the show. But first, this is what I want to address to everybody. Allow me this opportunity. I want to say that it doesn't matter if you're jabbed or not. It's just like secondhand smoke. This bioweapon was created to be transmissible person to person. You may not have gotten injected, but you can still be infected and still have adverse effect, like you actually got the jab when you didn't. It's called shedding. The content in the jab person, and it can be transferred to you according to the science and according to the data. Now, Diamond did not get the jab. Diamond did not get the jab, but her body mimicked the adverse effects from the shedding of the jab as if she got it, okay? As if she got the jab, all right? Now, before Diamond passed away, she was not sick, okay? She was not in pain. She was feeling good. She was actually getting ready for the show the next day. We were making a lot of plans for a lot of different things going on, the book tour, going back out on tour. She was happy, laughing, and even talking on the phone to my youngest sister. I stepped out of the room for a few moments, you all. And when I came back into the room, she was looking like something was wrong. After she hung up the phone, okay, from talking to my younger sister, she said to me, "I can't breathe." And about 5 minutes later, my sister was dead, okay? I saw her take her last breath, all right? She was dead, okay? This happened suddenly, out of the blue, and there was no warning, okay? Now, even though no autopsy was done, okay, the media spread the lie that she died from a heart disease because of what the doctor wrote on her death certificate, which was a lie. Now, when Diamond passed away, her death certificate listed her immediate cause of death as unknown. Okay? On the death certificate, it asks a question about the final disease or condition resulting in death due to or as a consequence of. The doctor, her doctor put hypertension, heart disease, but nowhere in my sister's medical records or in the doctor's note does it say anything about heart disease. For the last 10 months of my sister's life, she was being treated for blood clot, thrombosis, and pulmonary embolism. These were the type of blood clots that would not go away, even after 10 months of taking medicines that was created for helping blood clots dissolve, such as Eliquis, warfarin, Levonox, and heparin. After doing my research, I now understand that these type of blood clots were engineered not to dissolve using pharmaceutical medicines like Eliquis. And isn't it funny how the same company that manufactures these clot shots is the same company who are the makers of the medicine that's supposed to help the clots dissolve. This is one big old racketeering scam, and we as humans are the pawn. We are now in the process of getting her death certificate updated to the correct information and not the lies that has been spread to make it look like my sister wasn't taking care of herself or that her arteries was just clogged with grief. My sister worked hard on taking care of herself, but what do you do whenever something has been engineered and weaponized against we, the American people? People have been targeted. I don't think that it was just through the jab. I also think that they're being targeted through their medications as well. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but just after doing research and after talking to different professional doctors and scientists, this is the conclusion that I've come to, okay? So now that we gotten that out the way, y'all go back and tell everybody, tell the media that they lied, even the right-wing media, you lied about my sister. No autopsy was done, okay? And they could have came to me if they wanted to know something, but they didn't. They kept reporting the same old lie. All right. So, Dr. Paul, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I really appreciate that you allow me back onto your show. And more importantly, I think that that topic that you had to deal with there is a somber one. But I think it was good what you did because, you know, in this era of COVID, it's so insane that with this vaccine, it works both ways. You know, if somebody has gotten a shot, depending on what side of the argument you want, people are all over it if you have not gotten the shot. So it's a very... I mean, this is private information, you know, in America particularly, we're very guarded with our medical information. But I think in this case, given our philosophy and your battle, because you are helping us to battle our platform as to the wrongs that were done with the COVID response and with the injection itself. So I think it is a vital piece of information for the public that even though your sister was not vaccinated, that she incurred the implications of spread from elsewhere to her. And, you know, this is the issue. And this is how I will say it to people. You know, I'm speaking as an academic scientist in COVID. I'm helped in COVID. And I'm a global expert.
Okay, Dr. Paul, I'm trying to understand you, but you keep breaking up. So I'm going to ask my producers to disconnect from you and to reconnect you so that we can hear you clearer, because I want to hear exactly what you are saying. I think it's important and imperative for everybody to hear what you are saying. So my producers, please disconnect and reconnect him so that we can hear exactly what he is saying. I'm hearing him saying how this here, you know, that's going on with as it pertains to individuals that are vaccinated but don't realize that this stuff is spreading. This content of what's in the vaccines is also spreading to others that's not vaccinated. And like I said, it's like secondhand smoke. The smoker will still be there smoking, but if somebody is around that person that's smoking, they'll catch lung cancer, okay? And that's, according to science, it's because they're not just getting the smoke, but they are also getting whatever ailment is coming from that smoker, okay? And if your immune system is low, it's easier for you, okay, to get sick or have an adverse effect from certain things, all right? Now, as I said and stated before, if you get our book and read it, my sister talks about the blood disorder that she have, okay? However, that was over 10 years ago, all right? It was not until after they started doing these injections, okay? We still got to live, we still got to go to the grocery store. We don't know who got what. And the way that this gain of function research is done, it was done for whatever this stuff is to be transmissible human to human to human. It's just like I stated at my sister's celebration of life. The way that they take and the wild, the animals, if it's a herd of animals and they want to sterilize that herd of animals, They don't go in and stick every animal. They usually take a dart and they'll put whatever injected into that one animal. And that one animal, whatever's in those ingredients, it rubs off. As they start mating or whatever, rubbing off, it rubs off to the other animals and cause them to also be infertile, be sterile. Okay? And that's what they've created here for humans as well. And just unfortunately, there are a lot of people that's passing away. And that's right. It's because of these spike proteins. All right? And now I can go down a whole list of things, but I'm going to write about it because one thing that Diamond was in the process of doing was writing a book. And she wanted you all to know. She was writing about her health, about how this thing affected her. So I have to pick that up and finish writing about it because I was there with her every step of the way. All right. I drove her to her doctor's appointments, right? I sat there and saw the ultrasounds and different things to scan as they scan to see the blood clots that was on her left side. I was there to see it. So when I say, don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist. Don't you dare call me one because I was there to see it all go down. At the time of my sister death, she was happy. She was smiling. Whatever happened came out of the blue. It just came out of the blue. Okay? But I now know what happened, how it happened, when it happened. I was there, you all. So before you all go get your information from a lot of these sidewalk media folk that would take one story and hop on that story like a puppy humping on a pillow, come and hear it from the horse's mouth. Come hear what I have to say. Like I said, if you want to know something, come here to frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, and I will be glad to tell you. Okay? But now this is the sad thing that I also see that's happening in our country that I don't like, is that before COVID or before they started giving these injections, everything was COVID. That person died from COVID. You got killed in a motorcycle accident, they called it COVID. You fell off a building and bust your head open and died, they called it COVID. But now that they're giving these injections, all right, and people are falling dead suddenly, okay? Now they want to say that person died from cancer, from heart disease, from lung disease, from kidney failure, from all of these other ailments without saying how these ailments even came about, okay? And the way that I'm understanding this is after doing my research and talking to scientists, this thing is designed to destroy your immune system. So if you had an ailment back in the day, you all, okay, let's say that you had cancer back in the day and your immune system was able to build up and that lung cancer now lays dormant in your body, all right, meaning you're not bothered with that ailment anymore, okay? Well, the way that these spike proteins were designed, it was designed to break down your immune system. So that little army that you had in your body that was fighting against those cancer cells back then are now being succumbing to the spike protein. And with that army being broken down, now your body will now succumb back to whatever old ailment you have. It'll come back, and it comes back with a vengeance. All right? And once it comes back, now you got to start back taking these doctor medicines. All right. And once you start back taking these doctor medicines, what I'm finding out is the companies, all right, that's even responsible for giving out these shots are now makers of the medicines that you need for the ailment. And then if you got blood clots, these medicines are not even working. And that's because of what has happened with the DOD. What they created in the Wuhan lab and Dr. Flip-Flop Fauci, all of this different stuff that they created. Okay, let's bring back Dr. Paul Alexander, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist. All I can tell you is what we've talked about on this show. Okay. All right, Dr. Alexander or Dr. Paul, you have the floor.
Well, you first of all, you could always call me Paul.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm very grateful that I'm here, and I just wanted to express my condolence again. And the fact that I know you, that was a very private issue, but the reality about it is here. I'm saying, I want to speak about it, this from a scientific point, an academic scientist here. That here's the key: you would not have to visit what you just did had the research community done its job. Remember, our problem is that Pfizer and Moderna and the vaccine makers, they conducted some very shoddy science, suboptimal methodology. Some of us, including myself, look, I mean, I'm a evidence-based medicine specialist. I was trained by the top EBM people in the world. This is I'm a research methodologist, so I can speak in ways that many people can't. What Pfizer and Moderna did was fraudulent. Their research was fraudulent. The data that is submitted to the FDA was fraudulent. And if we have the proper investigations in time, I'm not even talking about those kangaroo stuff that's going on in the House and the Congress, because I don't even believe we're going to get to some conclusions where people are arrested, because that's what we need. We don't need to have any more talks from Jim Jordan and Scalise and these people up there on the Hill. We gave them enough evidence, myself, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Reich, etc. We gave them enough evidence over these last couple of years. We just wanted to see people handcuffed, people in Pfizer and Moderna, and taken to jail for what they've done. The reality of what I'm saying is this. These vaccine makers normally know that you run a study for a drug or a vaccine or a medical device for like 10 to 12 to 15 years. The vast majority of the period of follow-up, so let's say 13 of that 15 years, the study is already done, but you have to follow the participants for about 12 to 15 more years under close observation, because you are looking for safety signals and any harms that could emerge. Because at the end of a study, you are trying to exclude harms. You are trying to say, after 15 years of follow-up for a vaccine particularly, especially a new platform like mRNA technology, where we've never used mRNA technology to mass vaccinate a population, a human population before, and we had instances where all of the prior studies in animal models, etc., all of the animals died. So we had serious problem with this mRNA technology. So it should have never been brought. It should have never been used. Absolutely not. But let's go with they used it. They needed to do the proper duration of follow-up so that we could have seen how it was going to behave long-term. What did we get instead? We got them to run a study over a few months, in many instances, weeks. And they just submitted that data to the FDA. The FDA, as the regulator in the United States, should have admonished Pfizer and Moderna and sent them back to the lab and said, don't come back here until you do the proper study with the proper methods. No, the FDA didn't do that. The FDA accepted the shoddy, suboptimal, corrupted science that Pfizer and Moderna submitted to them. They have serious questions with the data in those studies. We could talk for days about the estimates of effect that they found. I am telling you bluntly, it was bogus. It was a fraud. That data is a lie. And that data was used to get those emergency use authorizations. Pfizer should be investigated fully. They should have never given those emergency use authorizations. Why I'm telling you all of this is because had they done the proper study and the proper length of follow-up to study things like shedding that impacted your sister, to study how the vaccine would behave in pregnant women. They did not. We never did. How it would affect the messenger RNA, the lipid nanoparticles, how it would affect babies in utero, how it would affect elderly, how it would have affected children. We've done none. We've not done the proper genetotoxicity studies, the proper pharmacodynamic studies, none of them. We've not done the safety studies. We've not done the proper toxicity studies. And the American people need to understand this. Pfizer gave an emergency use authorization wrongfully. In a normal country, in a proper functioning system, law and order country, Pfizer officials would be put in a jail because they approved something that has turned around now and harmed people.
And are you talking about Pfizer or the FDA?
Pfizer because, and the FDA, because the FDA. Pfizer and the FDA are complicit. The FDA knows what Pfizer is sending to them. And Pfizer knows that the FDA is in their pocket. Remember, the FDA gets approximately 50% of its funding. Money is from pharma. That's the problem we face. And that is something that a proper Congress has to strip away and prevent in the future. But this Republican Congress, I'm sorry to say, because it is composed of rhinos, because it's composed of people who live off of the taxpayer money, just like on the Democrat side, you can't only blame the Democrats. There's equal opportunity blame here. Both of them, both sides, they take donor money from pharma. So they will not revisit a very sordid aspect of how this operates, which is that pharma is one of the main donors to the FDA. FDA gets a lot of its operational money and budget from pharma. It's the most incredible thing what I just said, but it's a fact. So the FDA is owned by pharma. That is why you see FDA officials getting into senior jobs when they're finished in pharma, because it's a revolving door incestuous relationship. It's kickback and pay. It's a pay for play scheme. And I'm a very matter of fact, blunt scientist person.
Yeah.
If the FDA is listening to me, anybody, if Pfizer officials are listening to me, if Moderna officials, Bula of Moderna, of Pfizer, the chairman, the CEO, Stefan Bansal of Moderna, Uchin Sahin of BioNTech, sue me. I am telling you publicly, why don't you try to sue me? Sue me. Sue Dr. Paul Alexander for what I just said. You are corrupted criminal organizations, Pfizer and Moderna. Many of you should go to jail in a proper system. Why don't you sue me? You know why you can't? Because there's something you know called discovery. Because a scientist like me will punish you in a courtroom, and you know that. You know that. You know they call me Lancet and JAMA and BMJ and the New England Journal of Medicine to review when doctors and scientists submit papers to publish. People like me, as a research methodologist, and I have functioned in this capacity, review the methods and the statistical analysis. I will tear your research up in a proper courtroom. So I'm inviting you, Pfizer, Moderna, sue me.
Wow. And that's something that they probably won't do because they don't want to go through discovery where you can really see the evidence.
They will never do.
I had Karen Kingston on last night, and she showed the documentation. She showed the Pfizer documents, you know, where this thing was supposed to be safe and effective during the Trump administration, whenever they was signing the contract. This is supposed to be safe and effective is what this is supposed to be.
Cannot be, Silk. And this is this is crime that has been perpetrated on the American people. It was never safe and effective. First of all, Pfizer has language in its own policies, in its own procedures, that they are prohibited, or any official in government is prohibited from using the terms safe and effective if a drug or medical device is in investigational or experimental status. These vaccines remain in experimental investigation status. Remember, they are on emergency use authorization status. So even Pfizer officials, every time anyone at Pfizer, Califf, any one of them, makes a statement that these vaccines are safe and effective, they just broke the law, and they know it. But no lawyer out there has the kahunas to take them into a courtroom and just read their own legislation, their own policies that they're bound by. They just flaunt it. They are prohibited from saying safe and effective if something is under emergency use. This vaccine is. The question is, how could they just say it and the CDC, etc., and no one sanctions them? The issue is very simple. Very simple. How could you take a 15-year process to follow a vaccine in its development so that you could properly assess safety, but you boil that process down to 4 months, approximately? How could you then tell me it is safe? You cannot. It's absolutely impossible. And the studies that they've done, the observational studies, small sample size, small number of events, stop early for benefit, etc. Those studies, observational, highly confounded, short duration of follow-up, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in children. Up to this day, we don't have one RCT, not one randomized controlled trial for children.
Right.
We cannot definitively assess or state how these shots work in children. In fact, Pfizer just made a decision, FDA, to grant the bivalent booster in kids based on a rodent mice study, 8 mice. It's the most incredible thing, Silk, that we're living. We are living a situation where these vaccine companies, these pharmaceuticals, who give so much money to the FDA and bought the FDA, purchased the CDC. That's what they did. They bought influence and they bought corruption. And that is why today Americans have taken the shot and many have died. They've died because the shots were never safe. And President Trump was devastatingly misled. You see, I have to say it properly so the listener understands. He believed in his capacity as CEO of the country that it was safe and effective, because when he met with these people, he insisted that you bring nothing unless it is safe and proven safe. So from his point of view, when these people come to him in meetings and say, yes, it's safe and effective, he's assuming that they are the scientists, that they are being honest to him. That's what has happened here. President Trump was grossly misled, subverted, and they lied to him. And that is why the American people are paying the price today. And that is why when people and me get on a stage, or when I get to speak or write, I say, all of these people have been involved with the vaccine or the entire COVID policy. I want them investigated fully, properly, taken into proper tribunals and courtrooms properly to defend themselves even. Yet, I want, if it is shown that they really costed lives, that their decisions was reckless and dangerous, I want them penalized to the heaviest financially, and I want many of them to be imprisoned. And I have no problem saying it. Many of these people at CDC, NIH, FDA must sit in a jail at some point. Let us see if the Republicans, who just took control of the House, has the kind of kahunas to do this for us. Because the evidence is there. We just need to march them to a proper jailhouse.
That's right. And you know, I also understand that the FDA has now approved a fourth Pfizer mRNA technology gene injection starting in infants 6 months old.
Yes, and so, I mean, I know you're on top of the science and I applaud you for that, and you're reading everything. So that is mind-boggling. In other words, they are saying that at 6 months, these children could get their series of COVID shots. First of all, a healthy child in America, infant, child, young child, teenager, there is no data anywhere in the world that says that a healthy child in America are to get these injections. Children have statistical zero risk of severe outcome or death, almost zero. In fact, people like Dr. Marty McCarry at Johns Hopkins and his team, they have asked a simple question. No one could produce for us an example of one healthy child, one, across America for the entire pandemic who has gotten exposed and infected and then died from COVID. Not one.
Not one.
Same data in Germany. And I challenge anyone listening to this call, any scientist, any doctor, produce for us one healthy child. I want you to listen. Healthy child who's gotten exposed, infected, and died. You cannot. And you know you cannot. These shots are not warranted in children in America. And what Pfizer just did, what the FDA just did with this booster is this. They're saying that if a child at 6 months, whichever parent goes along with this is a lunatic, is a deranged lunatic to me. I mean, because parents must know the data at this point and see the harms.
Yeah.
But you are saying that you start at 6 months, conceivably, after 3 weeks, you get second shot, third shot for another 3 weeks, etc. What you are saying conceivably is by the 10th month of a child in America, you could have taken four shots. You would have gotten four shots. Now tell me, what data did the FDA look at that I don't know about, or Dr. McCullough, or people like that, Dr. Harvey Reich? What data did you see that we don't know about? Because we see none. We see nowhere is there that kind of risk in children from COVID that you could want to see a 10-month-old child, baby, infant in America, have four COVID shots. On top of that, remember when that pregnant woman was having that baby was in utero. If she took 2 to 3 shots, remember when you vaccinate a pregnant woman, what is inside of a pregnant woman? I mean, I'm not a woman, but I'm talking just medicine, science here, enters into the baby via the placenta. The placenta is like this kind of barrier that sifts and sorts out stuff from mother to child, but gains access to the child. Also, we have studies now showing us that vaccinated pregnant women who gave birth, that we are finding spike protein and messenger RNA, the content of the vaccine, in the breast milk. So this is a real serious issue. And women who are giving, who are expectant and who are pregnant women, have to think seriously about this situation. Because remember also, a child is coming with a very naive but potent innate immune system, their first line of defense. And when the maternal antibodies wane, a child has to kickstart its own innate immune system. If you vaccinate a child that young, starting at 6 months, we know that the antibodies from the COVID vaccine will subvert the innate antibodies, the natural innate antibodies in a child, an infant. Those innate antibodies are very critical. That's a very critical window of opportunity when maternal antibodies wane normally from 4 to 6 months. At that point, if the innate antibodies in a child, an infant, does not get the opportunity to train the larger immune system, particularly in recognizing self from non-self, to prevent what we call autoimmune disease. In other words, that is so critical that if the innate antibodies in an infant are subverted by this COVID vaccine antibodies, because that's what will happen, that window of opportunity will be lost, will be missed. And children, young children, could be at elevated risk for autoimmune disease and a host of other conditions. So we are talking about a devastating situation that could unfold for American children. And there was no justification, no medicine, no scientific basis for those boosters. So I'm very glad that you raised it. parents need to understand, this is the hill. This is the hill that you hold, that you take, and you'll be willing to defend. Under no condition must a parent in America give their healthy child these COVID gene injections. Absolutely none.
Wow. You know, you said a mouthful, but let me circle back on something. You know,
okay,
when all of this first came about, and we talked about the emergency use, the only way for this to have even been authorized, they have to have proof that nothing else will work. And they said that a person had a, 98 to 99% chance of recovering if they just caught COVID. But they did away with the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, so that they can push these injections, is what they did. And that was fraudulent and illegal,
yes,
and criminal,
yes,
as well. Another thing,
yes,
one of your Substack, you said that you were convinced that there was a release from multiple labs across the world of,
yes,
of this COVID. What makes you believe that is so, sir?
Well, first of all, I'm having, right now I'm in some very, I would say, high-level discussions with some scientists across the world, because we've been looking at of what has happened with this pandemic. And we are basically soon, right now we're trying to craft the language. But where we are right now is basically this, that this virus, look, there are people who try to say that there's no virus. Who saw the virus? Look, something happened. These people were working in laboratories across the world, and they did fool around with the coronavirus. They did
right.
do some really illegal things that threatened
That's
the world's
serious.
Existence. Very serious. And
mm-hmm.
It did get out. And what where we are at right now is that it didn't get out in February of 2020 or December of 2019. We are beginning to argue. And we have to get to the right place for the language to table it up to the American people. So it's a soon, maybe in a week, but I'll say it now, that this virus was circulating way before February 2020. We're
yep.
willing to argue maybe as much as 1 year to 1.5 years. In other words, this was not a novel coronavirus. This, our immune systems saw this pathogen in some capacity at some point. So we were not totally naive, our immune systems, to it, meaning we should have never locked down because of a novel pathogen, number one. Number two, we have evidence that there was work on this pathogen in public health agency laboratories in Canada. There was some
yeah.
touch there, that there was research going on, illegal, illicit, in Ukraine labs. There was research funded by the National Institutes of Health in America,
yep.
in the University of Carolina,
Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm.
The research is going on in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We are beginning to argue that America has a heavier footprint on this particular issue. In other words, when the discussion is, it emerged from China, yes, the Wuhan Institute of Virology had a role in this. But very senior people in the American government, very, let's put it this way, people within the U.S. system played a heavier role in funding this, in researching
yep.
this, like Ralph Barrett from North Carolina. You have Daszak from Echo Health, etc.
Yep. Fauci.
The reality.
Fauci.
Well, of course, Fauci, Francis Collins. Francis
yep.
Collins was Fauci's boss. People seem to forget him. And to explain why we would say right now from multiple locations is because that would take like a whole hour, because we just today
yeah.
we did a presentation. But what we are trying to say right now is that it cannot be one point source release. This pandemic did not happen like that. This pandemic happened where there were multiple places that this pathogen was released from. And I want to make sure that I say that from the evidence that we have, that we are discussing very seriously, we are leaning towards that this is a bioweapon and that this was intentionally released. This was intentionally released. And I would go as far as to say on your show that I am absolutely convinced that certain players in the United States political scene and those within both parties even use this virus to unseat President Trump in the sense that to affect his re-election by causing the lockdowns, by causing the school closures. But because remember, Sil, in January of 2020, President Trump's election chances were almost bulletproof, complete.
Yes.
There was no one on the Republican side who could challenge him. There was no one on the Democrat side, even Biden. And it had a lot to do with the policies, et cetera, that he had enacted and what he had planned and what people were feeling and what they were seeing into the future. I mean, with the lowest unemployment, et cetera. So I believe firmly. It's not just I believe. I worked at HHS and I dealt with a lot of officials. And a lot of people confided in me and told me in no uncertain terms that President Trump is, that their almost daily job, daily, is to undercut and subvert him. That their job was to make the pandemic, the response, that task force response, make the country look ungovernable and unmanageable. In other words, so that he would be blamed. Yet, I say it here, that people need to understand that President Trump was the CEO of America, but like the CEO of a company, you hire your board of directors. In this case, he hired on the task force the Faucis, the Burks, etc., whose job was to provide him the proper science and counsel for him to make decisions. They did not. Even Burks in her book wrote that they were undercutting Trump and subverting him, etc. She wrote that. So,
and that right there should be criminal. That right there should be criminal, her writing that.
Well, I don't know how... what really this Republican House is doing, to be honest with you. Because I'll also share in your show that before these hearings started, I myself got reached out from aides in different congresspersons' offices asking me to play a role to provide them with questions so that when they bring people in, the Faucis, the Walensky's, etc., they can question them. So we did. I did that. What I'm trying to say is I have no confidence. So, none. That's why I'm behind President Trump, because I think he's the person that could set the order that we need. I have no confidence in this Congress that at the end of the dog and pony show that it's going to end in punishment. You see, you could have hearing after hearing and bring people
that's
in.
That's all a bunch of talk. Yeah.
That's talk. We want
action.
People to be held accountable. Yes. Accountable for our parents and our grandparents that died. We want people investigated for diamond. That's what this battle is for the diamonds of this world, that we get justice and we get That's accountability. Right. That's the key here.
That's right. Let me ask you this quick question. I got about 1 minute. Can Congress shut this down? And can Congress recall, or what can we do to recall this bioweapon? Can Congress put measures or legislation in place to recall this bioweapon?
When you say, what do you mean recall it? You mean like stop the vaccine?
Stop it. Stop this mess.
Of course. We are a country that everything that we do must flow through the Congress. For them to spend a dollar for anything must be written as a law. Could come together and pass a law, begin the process, pass a law to stop the vaccine, any more distribution of the vaccine. They control the money. And that's how you stop anything, actually. You just cut off the funding and the budget, and it's gone. It's done. So that question, bizarre as it is, it's never been done in America, but it can be done because Congress controls everything in the country. That's the seat of power. So that's a, actually, I've never heard that question. That's a fascinating question, but you are right to ask it. Congress can, if Congress wanted. That's the point, if they want it.
Okay, so here is my deal. Republicans is over the House. What the hell is wrong, Republican Congress, if you can shut this down? Because if salmonella poisoning in lettuce can be recalled, they recall the whole lot. Well, people are being murdered here. People are dying suddenly, yes. All of a sudden. Yes. Okay, people are being injured, maimed, harmed, and murdered. Okay?
Yes.
Especially if this mask have not been tested. So something needs to happen here. And I think I'm going to have to get my Diamond Dream Team on this one to go in
of
and
course.
Start calling Congress to shut this bull crap down.
Yeah, well, so the reality is it was Congress who appropriated the money. When under the Trump administration, when all of the vaccine makers got their billions of dollars to make this vaccine, where do you think that money came from? That's taxpayers' money.
That's taxpayer where money.
That's the Congress authorized that money. So the Congress controls every dollar, every penny. Anything you want stopped or started depends on money that the Congress controls, which is our taxpayer money. All Congress needs to do is to come together and hold a vote to stop this vaccine, to stop any more money, etc., launch the proper investigations, etc. But right now, look, I will say it tonight so that your listeners really understand. So if you have a dream team, that you could go up there, up in that place, and turn some tables upside down, you do that. Because let me tell you something. People in the House wrote me when they asked me for help, and I start sending questions. I probe them to say, well, what really you want my help for? What are you going to do with all of this information, this science and what I'm giving you? You know, when you bring those Democrats, when you bring Fauci and Walensky and all these people up in the House and they've started, you know, what is the end game? You know, are you going to get punished? You know what they wrote me and told me? I have this in email, so I'm not saying anything is not true. I got response telling me, Paul, what we really want to do is to bring the Democrats in, to bring Fauci in and embarrass them. I was stunned.
That's baloney.
They told me.
People are murdered.
This is a show. So if you have people who could get up in there and put a laser light on this, because all this is when the Democrats get in power, they will try and embarrass and shame the Republicans. Now the Republicans have their shaming. We don't want shaming Jim Jordan. We don't want that Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise and all you people.
Yeah, I don't want this theatrical thing. I don't want this theatrical Hollywood thing. I don't want that.
No, we want justice. For
we
all
want
the people
justice.
Who died instead, who died suddenly. All of those people. And you know, I'm going to say something that your listeners need to understand.
30 seconds.
We have thousands of police and military members who are vaccine injured. They don't know that yet. They have silent myocarditis. They are in a serious situation. We do not know the implications of this vaccine, short, medium, and long term. I urge them, if you can, get your doctor to rule out myocarditis from you. Because that is what is killing those players on the field. That's what is causing those dying in your sleep, etc. Yeah. And we argue that's what affected Damar Hamlin on that NFL field.
Yeah.
Silent myocarditis. Get your doctor to exclude it before you get physically active.
Dr. Paul, my time have expired all the way down. I want you all to make sure you go to drpaulalexander.com, drpaulalexander.com. To read his phenomenal Substack, You can go to palexander.substack.com. That's palexander.substack.com. Dr. Paul, I'm going to have you back on the show so we can pick up this conversation because I have a lot more questions for you. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for being the warrior that you are. And once again, we are in this battle to get justice for Diamond.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, sir. You all make sure that every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you pray. You stop what you're doing and you pray. You pray for me. I will be praying for you. Let's pray for our country. And you all pray for Mike Lindell. Pray for MyPillow.com. They are after him with a vengeance. But you know what? In the end, God is going to win. Okay? So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever going to have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We're Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Join us Monday through Fridays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on FrankSpeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live.
That's right.
Oh, it be going down over here.
You know
that's it. Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey.
We want to see your face.
Your face.
In the place.
Boom.